Hello again, it's Patrick Kelly with Airtime, the official podcast of the Olympic Styles of USA Wrestling Kansas. With us on the line today is Travis Keel. The highly regarded and accomplished coach of the Mill Valley Jaguars is also heavily involved in coaching Team Kansas at Fargo and other USA Wrestling events. He will again be in the corner for the Cadet and Junior Nationals. The first phase of the Fargo prep camp is completed with a three-day affair at Baker University ending on Saturday. The team will assemble on Wednesday morning to board buses for a stop at Legends of Gold National Training Center in Beardsford, South Dakota, before continuing on to Fargo. Coach Keel, welcome to Airtime.
Hey, thanks, Coach Kelly. We really appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule to support our Olympic styles of wrestling.
Well, happy to do it. Happy to do it. It looks like we have good numbers in camp, with about equal numbers of cadets and juniors and totaling nearly 80. What is your assessment of how the prep camp went at Baker?
I think it met the objective of what we were trying to do. We were trying to increase numbers and trying to get the kids, get them in for a camp and then get them back home for a couple of days before we travel to Fargo, North Dakota, because our experience with the last couple of years, kids, I mean, they're in dorms at camp for 3 or 4 days and then they jump on a bus and then they're in going to Fargo, North Dakota, and then they're in a dorm for about 6 to 8 more days. So we tried to break it up a little bit for them and see if they'll be a little bit fresher when they compete in Fargo.
So you've kind of pretty much answered the question about the new format. In addition, you guys are going to be going to Legends of Gold in Beardsford, South Dakota on your way up, which is probably about a halfway mark, a little bit less than that. Tell me what that will add to the experience for the kids.
It'll break up the trip to Fargo, one thing, and then we'll resume something. I mean, we did a lot of training the last 3 days, and we'll just kind of, the learning will be a lot faster, and the practices will be a lot quicker. I think we leave Wednesday, and we're going to try to work out twice Wednesday night at Legend of Gold, one in the afternoon and one in the evening. And then on Thursday, we will work out once in the morning and once in the afternoon, and then get the boys and girls on the bus and head to Fargo, North Dakota. So I think it'll be breaking the trip up will be nice and stopping along the way. Had a lot of success doing that with some of the cadet dual trips that we've done in the past. So we're going to try this method and see how it goes. I think the kids will like it.
And are you going to be in charge of the practices, or will Coach Pack and Coach Thilke be running the workouts, or are you just kind of using their facilities?
Probably a little bit of both, I would imagine. I know Coach Jesse Thilke, he's had a lot of ties to Kansas, so if he's got time to run a Greco workout for our guys, we'll definitely let him. And Coach Pack, if he has things to offer our guys, we'll definitely let him do it.
And you referenced a little bit what you did with the cadets, and tell us about that a little bit. That was a really kind of an exciting, really enhancing thing, I think, for those kids to experience what you did at Ohio State and Penn State. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, the last couple of years, when I was in charge of the cadet duels we went to, the kids got the opportunity to go practice at places like Ohio State University, Jeff Jordan's training center in Ohio, and then Penn State University for a couple of days last year. And kids still, I mean, it's been a year or 2 years, and kids still talk about those two trips. So that's kind of why we do it, just try to get the kids to as many places as they can get and experience a lot of different things, do the sport of wrestling, and have a little fun with it on the way.
Well, that is really neat. I think, from the coaching perspective, you never know what's going to be meaningful to a kid and help them down the line, or help them if they become a coach, no matter how successful they were as an athlete. So I really appreciate you, taking the time to do those kind of enhancing things for the kids. That's really, really neat.
Thanks, Coach. I appreciate it.
So you've been doing this a long time. The schedule and setup is unique to this event. The kids get processed and checked in at camp, and the camp allows you to get to know the kids a little bit. Then it's off to compete in the biggest event that many of these wrestlers will compete in. What are your expectations of the kids when they get to camp, and how do you go about assessing the strengths and needs of the group as a whole and the individuals?
When the kids come in, it's same expectations if we would have for our high school teams or any program would have for their individuals come in, work hard, be open-minded, I talk to them about being a person of high character at these camps, because we see, stay in different dorm rooms, we go to different cafeterias, and we come across a lot of different people along our path to Fargo. So I want the kids to be great individuals first, and then work hard, have a positive attitude, and try to improve their wrestling along the way, because that's what the experience should entail, and not only make them a better wrestler, but a better person along the way. And that's kind of what my message is to them. And go, and we just assess their skills. We ran a 3-day training camp for them, and it wasn't really about their wrestling ability. It was about improving their position and their hand fighting skills, their finishing, and which everyone needs to do. So it didn't matter what level the kid was at, if they were a state champion, state placer, state qualifier, or even a junior varsity wrestler this year. The way that we went about camp this year, I think, helped everybody improve their level of wrestling. So that was our goal and objective coming in, try to help the kids improve their position so that they can wrestle on a high level at Fargo.
And it was your hope that the kids came into camp as far as like their conditioning, so you didn't have to focus much on that, that it was already taken care of. I guess talk about that a little bit, on what your hope was when, you know, the raw product that comes into camp, where do you hope they're at?
That's kind of a requirement to go to Fargo. I think that a lot of these kids have been putting in the time, and they've been in their own clubs and own wrestling rooms. And they should be in shape. Is 3 days before Fargo really not going to get them in shape? And that's kind of our message to the kids when we see them at the RTCs and through emails and things like that. Make sure you're getting your cardio work in. But these kids this year, the 70 to 80 kids we had in there, they worked hard and their shape improved through drilling. We didn't do a lot of running or conditioning, and that was one of our main objectives coming in, get them ready to wrestle. But they got in shape through drilling and the live wrestling that we did.
All right, so you have your sons, Austin and Zach, in camp along with Connor Ward, who is a 4-time state finalist and state champ for Mill Valley, who will be wrestling for Northeast Oklahoma this fall. Are there any other Jaguars on the Fargo roster this year?
Yeah, we had a freshman state placer, took 6th at 138 pounds, Brody Scott. He's also making the trip with us, so he was at camp and worked hard and got better, and he's going to go make the trip for the first time in his career.
So how do you go about getting to know and supporting wrestlers who come from across the state and even from schools that you will be competing against during the scholastic season?
My big deal is just kind of build a relationship with the kids as they come into camp. They're checking in, and a lot of them I know just from previous years, but some you don't know. But I think you have to build a relationship with them to get them to work hard for themselves and for the sport of wrestling and Team Kansas. And that's kind of what all of us do as coaches in the summer, where it doesn't matter what school you're from or what club you're from. I'm willing to work with, I just like working with kids that want to better themselves. And they come in, they work hard, they want to learn new things, and they're trying to make themselves and their program and the sport of wrestling better when they do that. So the things that they can learn at these camps and at Fargo, they take back to their own high school teams and clubs and communities and try to make the sport better, because they don't realize it, but they are ambassadors for the sport of wrestling in their community. And I tell them, like, you guys need to go out and make it better. You can help do that. And that's kind of why I do it. Try to make the sport better. And that's why you do the things that you do. And we just need people like you and myself and these wrestlers on these teams and these coaches to help make the sport better.
So what's your elevator speech for why involvement in the Olympic styles and events such as Fargo are important for the development of a wrestler, especially one that aspires to compete in college?
Well, I tell them it's you have high expectations, and my experience with the freestyle and Greco is that a lot of the successful programs throughout the country, their coaches and wrestlers are there. So I mean, if you want to compete in college and you want to compete at that level, you got to get in there and learn from those guys and compete with them. But I remember back 20 years ago, I mean, I just noticed going to these places that, oh, this team's really good. That coach is really good. This wrestler's really good. This is why they are good. And because they're competing at all the national events and their expectations are high and they keep moving forward with those expectations. And if you're a person that's starting out in freestyle Greco, first of all, it's fun. It's a breakup from folk style and it'll help your folk style tremendously in the hand fighting skills and finishing takedowns. And you get to go out and meet so many different coaches and people that maybe you wouldn't if you were just focused on folk style, which in turn, that gives you a lot of opportunities to grow yourself as a person and a wrestler. So that's kind of, I think it gets them out of their comfort zone, and it makes them go out and reach for something maybe they didn't think they could do.
Okay, so you have built the Mill Valley program into one of the top programs in the state year after year. What individuals or programs have you modeled your success after, and how has your involvement with USAWKS impacted your success at Mill Valley?
Tremendously. Through USAWKS, I've gotten to meet a lot of people, go on a lot of trips. I've been to the Olympic Training Center 3 times. It's just what I do in the off season has helped build what we do during the season. I mean, without that, I don't know if we'd be where we are right now. Like I said in the previous question, just seeing all the, I don't model our program after one. It's a combination of all the successful programs in the country and the coaches that are doing things right and they're working hard daily in the off season, trying to help kids get better, creating opportunities for their kids. And that alone makes your program better. But just seeing, when I was younger, just seeing all the, like Coach Gary Mayab, Coach Mike Haggerty, Tony Buck, just watching those guys work with their teams and mentor their teams and kind of just follow along with what they were doing and then try to do it better. But yeah, I mean, USAWKS has given me a lot of opportunities to help me better as a coach, and then help, in turn, help my athletes, and then help the program at Mill Valley High School.
Do you have a few Fargo memories that you can share? Maybe some outstanding performances from Team Kansas, or high-level matches that you have seen close up, or even brushes with wrestling royalty while on the Fargo Dome floor?
I mean, up at Fargo, you'll see everybody, from Cale Sanderson, John Smith, and even every college coach will be in there recruiting. Some of the memories I have are a couple years ago when our cadet team finished second in the nation at Greco, lost to Illinois, but that was one of the great years. Just countless matches of, and sometimes it wasn't even kids that were All-American. It's kids fighting and battling, and maybe a kid that wins one match up there, or maybe a kid that does All-American or win the national title. But there's so many different ways kids can grow up there. And it's just when you see them compete and get outside their comfort zone, that's, to me, that's what I like to see, no matter if they win a medal, they win the national title, or they become All-American. And then watch them grow. You can really watch a kid grow in a week that's focused and trying to get better. So, I mean, that's why I do it in the relationships we build with the other coaches, not only from our staff, but from the other states and then the college coaches you get to interact with also. But it's just a great experience for everybody involved, and it's one of my favorites of the year that we get to go up there as a state, compete with the best and see where we stand, but it's also a learning experience, and those are really the things that I remember most about the Fargo trips, just making our kids better, making our coaches better, and competing with the best in the country.
Well, thank you for taking the time to join Airtime, and thanks for all you do to bring our Fargo hopefuls along. Good luck at Nationals.
Thank you, Coach Kelly. I appreciate all you do for our sport of wrestling in Kansas.
This has been Patrick Kelly with Airtime, the official podcast of the Olympic Styles of USA Wrestling Kansas. Until next time, thanks for listening.